Senate Bill 99, and I see Senator Coskins is here to introduce Senate Bill 99 to revise certain penalties concerning inspections, repairs, and maintenance to certain vehicles. Senator Coskin, welcome to House Transportation.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. It's the first time I made it back over to the House side, and boy, there are a bunch of new faces. But in light, new to me. I'm glad to be back here. I served on this committee for 8 years and served under Representative Peterson, and so this is a great committee. You learn a lot about our infrastructure. Great process here. But I said I think there's two or three members that I've served with on this committee. But in light of the last proponent talking about his bill being a simple bill, this is a very complex bill that probably none of you will understand. actually, Senate Bill 99 does one simple thing, and it reduces the penalty from a Class 2 to a petty offense for a violation of an inspection, an annual inspection. I chaired this committee, and in 1998, the department brought the bill in to increase, to put intrastate trucking safety requirements, make them the same as interstate. And the reason that was stated at that time was there was about a $400,000 federal assistance program. It's a motor carrier safety assistance program that we weren't in compliance with. And so we adopted interstate trucking requirements. And that's this book right here for our interstate truckers. Interstate truckers are maybe, and I'm not sure of all the categories, all the specific individuals that be affected, but the logging industry, you have probably local carriers, ag trucks that are over the 26,000 pounds. So this affects that. You can do your own safety inspection in this category, and the only thing that happens is right now is if you haven't done that, then you get a Class 2 penalty. This just simply lowers that. Captain Rao was good enough, the department was good enough when we adopted this. Again, the reason we held it up for quite a few years, we were the last state, I think Guam and Puerto Rico had already done it. We were the last state to adopt these federal safety requirements. Finally, I got the trucks braked on the brakes fixed on my truck. I thought, well, let's go ahead and try it and see what happened. Well, anyway, that's what the bill does. It doesn't make any changes in the safety requirements. They're still all there. We're under now the federal and the state requirements. If there's any questions, I try to answer them. If it makes any difference, it passed. I know it doesn't on the House side. It doesn't make a difference. It came out of the Senate, unanimous out of committee, and unanimous off the floor. So it wasn't any opposition on the Senate side. Again, not that it makes any difference to representatives. But
we'll probably watch it pretty close then. Are there any other proponents to Senate Bill 99? Proponents to Senate Bill 99. Seeing none, questions of Senator Coskins. Representative Kuno.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just have one. Senator Coskin, the overstrike on line 9 of page 2 of inspection, repair, and maintenance, and the inclusion in the violation of parts of 395. Why are we striking inspection, repair, and maintenance?
Mr. Chairman, would you like to answer that?
Yeah, it's part 396, and that's the part in this big book that includes the annual safety inspection. And it doesn't reduce the requirement for those inspection and repair maintenance. You still have to do them. And maybe Captain Rao could better explain that. But that's under section 396 in this book. It just says that all those that are included under 396 will be a petty offense if you don't do them. Part of them is requirements for the brake inspector himself. He has to have certain standards. Part of it is just the annual safety inspection. You still have to have all those things done. We're just moving that to a different class, from a Class 2 misdemeanor to a petty offense. Does that answer the question?
Yeah. Well, I guess you're striking 396, though. On line 6, on page 2, you're striking 396, including 395, and then you're striking inspection, repair, and maintenance.
Right. What I'm doing is I'm adding it back in on line 10.
As a petty offense.
As a petty offense.
You pulled 96 out from above and put them below the petty, yeah.
And I have a list of those too, if you'd like to see. And they're not the major items, but the biggest item in there is your annual safety inspection.
Other questions, Representative Hennies.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm just curious to know what the penalty is for a Class II misdemeanor.
$200 a month in jail. I believe that's right.
Or?
Either or. The fine has typically been $83 for this offense, for not having an annual safety inspection. It's been 80. Class II misdemeanor.
A Class II is 30 days imprisonment in a county jail or $200 fine or both?
That's a maximum. But the schedule's been $83.
Representative Peterson, Gordon, had a question.
Yeah, did one of your constituents bring this to you?
No, he didn't.
Is this by any chance the fact that you got a ticket one for $85 and you felt it should be less? Is that what it's all about?
Well,
special interest kind of little.
You know. Well, when you get picked up, there's a whole string of violations that you're going to be typically arrested for if you don't have that. I mean, you're going to have your tires are worn. There's a whole bunch of different airlines. What this just says, this is just for the inspection, and you can do this yourself. And it's a new new requirement that was put in 98. It was the law was passed in 98. The law went into effect July 1st, 99. And it just says that if you don't do this, you still have to do it, but if you don't do it, it's a petty offense. And again, these are, again, mostly local people. They're not the over-the-road putting lots of miles on. This is just an additional fine, and I don't believe that the Highway Patrol has testified that they need this bigger tool to enforce this. I think it's kind of like a warning, and people are made more aware of it and still cost them the petty offense.
Other questions? Representative Koisinen?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think I got two. What is the penalty for petty offense, then?
$25.
And then, as I understand it...
Oh, 20.
As I understand it, if they... what is supposed to be inspected for, if they find that stuff wrong, they can still be fined...
That's correct.
...in addition. Okay.
That's correct. This is just for the inspection.
All right.
Other questions?
If I can tell you an example. We bought a truck this spring. We've been stopped twice. One, we had spent like $1,500 on the equipment, and the department had been requesting the federal government to exempt us from this requirement, and we got a denial from the feds that they wouldn't exempt this. And then again this fall, I had forgot to put to date my safety inspection, and again, it's just a little thing, but it adds up. And again, you're trying to comply with the law, but it's how big a hammer do you want?
Representative Kunal.
Isn't that called education?
I can get educated for cheaper than some cost more to educate than others.
Are there any other questions? Representative Tupel?
Senator, do I understand correctly that this is only to make a penny offense for not doing the annual inspection, but not the repair?
The repair is still required. This is just for the safety. No. No, it does not. And I'd defer that to Captain Rao to differentiate that. But this is just the safety inspection requirement. You have to have the paper. In other words, you have to have the paper in the truck that says you've inspected it.
If you're striking inspection, repair, and maintenance.
I'd like to defer. If Captain Rao could probably make more sense of this than.
Well, I think Representative Abdallah.
Senator. You said presently your fine was $84, and this bill would reduce that same offense to $25. Evidently, that $84 got your attention, and you will probably remember to get it inspected. Do you think $25 will do the same?
Well, actually, the second time they did give a warning, and I say I don't think that most people are aware of it. This is an education program. It started out, we adopted a lot of requirements, and I guess it is the wishes of this body that we require the safety inspection for an individual that drives a truck. I understand this federal safety motor carrier requirements is you have a fleet of 100 trucks or 50 trucks, and a different individual gets in and drives a truck, and he doesn't know what he's getting into. So you have a safety inspection program so that no matter who gets in the truck is up to speed. But these type of people that are driving the intrastate, they're typically, almost all of them are owner. You know, they own the trucks, and they know what's wrong with the truck, and they can fix it or not fix it, but they know the truck. It's not something where somebody else is going to jump into the truck not knowing what's in there, so they know what's wrong with the truck. You can, again, you can inspect it yourself. The guy, the requirement is that you have to have this paper that says it's been inspected, and you can sign it off whether the truck's fixed or not. But so the violations are still there if the truck isn't up to par. They can do the safety inspection and fine him for that. This is just paperwork. It's a fine for paperwork for the most part.
Okay. Thank you, Senator. Seeing no other proponents of Senate Bill 99, are there any opponents to Senate Bill 99? Opponents to Senate Bill 99. Seeing none, Representative Abdullah.
I'm curious. I just see Captain Morrell just sitting there staring off into space. Where's the Highway Patrol come in on this?
Would you like to answer that, Captain Morrell?
If you don't like that question, I'll give you a different one.
You are conspicuously silent.
Since he is to be my boss and he can probably still hurt me, I'll answer that question. We have not taken a position, Representative Abdullah.
Why not?
We had discussions with Representative, Senator Koskinen, both while the legislature is in session and before that, about this. We helped him draft this, but we told him it's up to him to get it through this body, that we're not going to assist and we're not going to fight.
A question. It appears to me that this bill would lessen the inspection requirement of certain operators. Is that true?
It's the paper. It doesn't lessen the safety of the truck or the repair or maintenance, as Representative Tupel asked. You really have to look through the federal code from 390 to 396. And all the stuff, we're basically listing the sections there about qualifications of drivers, parts and accessories, so on and so forth. That's all the sections. The section dealing with inspection, repair, and maintenance is 396. That's why that was stricken. It doesn't make anything less safe, or it doesn't have anything to do with parts and accessories. They still have to have good tires. They just don't have to, if the piece of paper is expired, the annual inspection. Remember MVSI when we had safety inspection? You had a piece of paper that you got along with the sticker. Mm-hmm. This is the same thing. They put a sticker on the truck, they carry a piece of paper. If something happens to the sticker, gets washed off or faded or whatever, the piece of paper, if they don't have it with them, if it's expired, if it's whatever, that violation will be a petty offense. Now, if he's got bad brakes, a cracked frame, we're still going to issue him a ticket for that, and that's going to be a Class 2.
Representative Abdullah.
So as I understand what you're saying, Captain, is this is a sort of a cleanup bill to do away with a lot of the paperwork. Is that correct?
Well, if you're making me commit, and here's what we said to Senator Koskinen.
One of you just said paper.
Well, it's the paper. They still have to carry the paper. The thing is, if it's expired or they haven't done the inspection, it becomes a class or a petty offense rather than a Class 2.
Can I direct my question to Senator Koskinen?
Certainly.
Please. Senator Koskinen?
Yes.
Is this bill to clean up the paperwork, primarily clean up the paperwork?
No, it's just it does simply just reduces the penalty.
Okay.
It doesn't go on your record. It doesn't, and I'm not sure where a Class 2, if that goes on your record, and affects your insurance, but that's concerned with petty doesn't. And so it just simply just says that this is not that big a deal. Basically, that's what's saying, to have that paper up to date and everything in the truck. It's still required to do the inspection.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Flowers.
Well, just, it has happened to us because we've got several trailers a trailer sits there and you don't use it, and it costs $35, which is not a big deal, so you don't want to pay $85 fine for $35, you know. And I don't want to pay a $20 fine because I think the vehicle needs to be inspected, and we try to do it, but we had a trailer that, matter of fact, we kind of quit using it. It was sitting there, and a guy came along and needed to haul some feed with it. And so my boys said, well, that trailer, and we just put all new brakes on it, and it had all new brakes, and we just didn't inspect it last year. He kind of forgot that we hadn't inspected, and the guy takes a trailer, and he goes, and he didn't get stopped, but after he'd used it a couple of times, and we happened to think that we had forgot to have the thing inspected. So we went and had it inspected, but had we gotten stopped, it would have been an $80-some dollar fine, and And we weren't doing it intentionally. The trailer passed inspection because it had all the brakes and drums and everything on it that it needed to have. So it will affect commercial haulers too, though. It's really the same scenario.
Representative Abdullah?
Now I'm confused again. Representative Flowers says it costs $35 to get the inspection. And if you don't have the inspection, it's an $84 fine. Is that correct? Then why would we be sitting here talking about a $35 cost for the inspection and reducing the penalty to $25? That don't even make sense.
Well, can I respond, Mr. Chairman?
Are you asking a question specifically of whom? Then that Representative Flowers seems to want to...
Well, you can inspect yourself. If I want to do the work, have it, take the responsibility and the liability, I can write that inspection sheet on myself, Representative Law. We elect not to do that because we feel that if we have it inspected and something happens, it takes a little liability out of our part. Now, what I'm talking about is somebody forgetting to get it done, which has happened, and all of a sudden they're hit with this $87 fine, and it's not that they intentionally try to circumvent the law. It's just that, you know, they just forget to have it done. And when you've got food trailers sitting around and they don't get used all the time, you have to take them time and get them done, and you just, until you're going to use it, you forget about it.
Representative Jim Peterson.
Just a statement on the same subject. I have two brand new trailers. My local gentleman charges $40, not $35. He walks around the brand new trailers, lose this sticker on the side, and it costs me $40. There's a lot of farmers that aren't aware of the fact that they could do it themselves.
Any other questions of the proponent? Hearing none, we'll close the public hearing to committee discussion and or action. Are you all out of discussion? Then a motion would be in order on Senate Bill 99.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Tupou.
I just have a comment, and that is that Senator Koskin talked about the owner of the truck being aware of the state of a disrepair of a truck that he owns, or, you know, that I've driven a lot of farm trucks that were in various states of disrepair, some of them with no taillights, some with no brake lights, some with no brakes, hauled lots of different kinds of loads under those conditions and lots of different occasions. And, you know, I've always managed to get away without an accident, but I'm not sure that we can assert that just because the driver knows that that's the condition of the truck, that makes it safe. And I'm a little reluctant to pass something here that's going to make the fine for not getting the annual inspection to be lower than what the cost of the annual inspection. I see where there'll be no motivation to get the annual inspection if you're going to make the fine $10 lower than what the cost of the annual inspection is. And I also think there's probably some fleets of trucks that serve just within the state of South Dakota, that there would be a number of trucks involved in some of these fleets. It wouldn't just be just farm trucks that are involved in that.
Representative Flowers.
Well, just to answer Representative Tupel's question, the fact is that if your equipment is out of condition, you're going to get fined. If you get caught, which they do, they pull roadside inspections all over the place, and so it's not... I should have brought that over up, I guess, but the point is that this covers if you don't have that inspection sheet in your truck and it hasn't been inspected. It doesn't say that you can run around and be not, you have a piece of junk, and because if you get stopped with that, I've seen some pretty hefty fines on some people when they, if they've got a dozen things wrong with their truck, they're going to get more than one fine. So I think the idea that they are trying to inspect and we are trying to comply, this just talks about the paperwork.
Representative Koskinen.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just have a question for Representative Flowers because he's in the business. If a person is stopped, fined for not having the paperwork, are they also required to have the inspection done then, so that the cost would be in on top?
I'm sure you would, Representative Cost.
Representative Quinlan?
Well, I've heard the term, the paperwork. This isn't going to change the paperwork a blasted bit. The only thing this is talking about doing is reducing the fine. And I guess I agree with Representative Adala. There's no reason why I go through the process of getting the inspection if I can reduce the outlay by $15 or whatever that difference is. Therefore, I'd move to the 41st day.
A motion by Representative Conol to move to the 41st legislative day. Is there a second? Representative Abdallah seconds. Discussion on the motion.
Mr. Chairman, I would offer substitute motion so we pass.
A substitute motion by Representative Flowers, do pass Senate Bill 99. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Representative Frisley. Discussion on the motion.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I don't know. For some reason, I think that we have to sit here and harangue people and charge people and use it as a revenue raiser. To me, it's just people make mistakes, and they forget to do some of those things. And here we're going to sit there and absolutely penalize them. You get more of a fine for not having a piece of paper in your trailer when you're going to look for a speeding ticket for crying out loud.
Chairman.
Representative Kostra.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would object to Representative Flowers' substitute motion for a number of reasons. And I've served with Senator Coskins on this committee, and I've been on this committee for a number of years. But again, he realizes, we all realize, that ignorance is no excuse in the eyes of the law. And regardless of what type of certification you need, whether it's your driver's license, your financial responsibility, your vehicle registration, etc. Oh, I forgot that type of thing. I think these laws are in place, and therefore I would object to that substitute motion.
Representative Abdallah.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I agree with Representative Koistra for the same reasons. What kind of a message are we sending? Every time something comes along and somebody doesn't like, let's reduce the fine, let's do away with it, let's... we're a nation of laws. The law's on the books. It costs $35 to $40. We've heard testimony, $35 to $40 to have an inspection. The fine's $84, which sounds reasonable to me. Maybe if the fine was $500, nobody would forget to have the inspection. But the point is, there's a message there. If you don't get an inspection, it's probably going to cost you double or so. But to reduce to a petty offense so it's less than the... We had a bill like that the other day on fur trappers. The license was $400. The penalty is $200. That doesn't make sense. Therefore, I move again for the 41st day.
You're out of order, Representative Abdallah. You've been out of order all your life. Oh, you said that. Representative Tupel.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, I have forgotten to renew my annual license plates before, and people forget to do that on a regular basis, forget to renew their annual license plates, and I believe the fine for that is Class 2 misdemeanor. If you run on expired plates, does that mean because people forget on a regular basis to renew their annual license plates that we should reduce the fine to a petty offense? I don't think so. And I also think that in terms of a safety issue, to having an annual inspection on a truck that's going to be rolling down the pavement with 20, 30, 50,000 pounds of weight versus a license plate, it's probably more of a safety issue that truck be inspected annually than it is to renew your license plates. So I'm in support of defeating this substitute motion.
I know I haven't said anything on this bill, but when I was on the Transportation Commission, we had the pleasure of seeing a film strip on trucks. And the safety or lack of safety in the trucking industry. And it was typically centering on the commercial trucking industry. And the message was that if you look in your rearview mirror and you see a truck behind you, get off the road and let it go by. Because the brakes... And this was done out east, I believe in Illinois. But it doesn't seem to me that it's the right way to go to lessen the fines especially where the fine would be less than what it costs to have the inspection done in the first place. Representative Flowers?
Well, I don't want to be in the position to have to defend the trucking industry, but I think if you look at miles traveled per truck and accidents per truck or per miles traveled, it's a lot less for the trucking industry than it is for private industry. And I think that's a little bit of a, I don't know where you got your figures on that, but I think the Trucking Association can show you that the safety record for miles traveled for the trucking industry is really good. And, you know, it just bothers me that, you know, I remember one time I bought a truck and I didn't have my bingo stamp yet, which cost $5. I thought, you know, 20 days or so to get it. Now, there again, I mean, I was under the law, but most other things you have time for you buy one. And they charge me $100 fine for that $5 bingo stamp. I mean, who's going to try to beat the state for $5? You know, and I mean, it really bothers people that they sit out here and they're sitting there watching, trying to catch for any little thing. If you stop here, they'll go try to find something and extract some money out of you. And I think, you know, Senator Costco's bill is just a bill that it's a little fairness bill, I think, to me.
We have Representative Abdallah.
I call a question.
The question has been called. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Representative Gordon Peterson. All in favor of calling the question, will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The question has been called. We have a due pass motion on Senate Bill 99. All those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Mr. Chairman, would you clarify what that vote is on again, please?
The
due pass.
The due pass motion on Senate Bill 99. That is due pass out of committee.
Abdallah?
No.
Elliott?
Aye.
Flowers?
Aye.
Frisley?
Aye.
Hennies?
Aye.
Koistinen?
Aye.
Knold?
No.
Koistra?
No.
Jim Peterson?
Aye.
Tupel?
No.
Van Norman?
Aye.
Gordon Peterson?
No.
Broderick?
No.
Senate Bill 99, having received a majority vote of the committee, will go to the floor. Do pass.
Okay.
Vote was 7-6.